And I'm not saying this to justify a wife being beaten, far from it, because that's the absolute worst offense, not to the woman who is beaten, but to the man who beats her. But even if, unfortunately, you find yourself paired with such a partner, don't take it harshly, woman, considering the reward that awaits for enduring such things and the praise you'll earn in this life. And to you, husbands, I say this. Make it a rule to never allow any offense to push you to the point of hitting your wife. And why do I speak of a wife? Because not even on his maidservant could a free man bear to inflict blows and lay violent hands. But if it's shameful for a man to beat a maidservant, it's even more shameful to raise his hand against a free woman. Even heathen legislatures, you'll see, no longer force a woman who's been treated this way to live with the man who beat her, deeming him unworthy of her companionship. It's an absolute sign of extreme lawlessness when your life partner, the woman most closely and deeply connected to you, is treated like a lowly slave by you. Therefore, a man who does such a thing, if one can even call him a man, and not rather a wild beast, I'd say is like a parricide and a matricide. For we've been commanded to leave our parents for the sake of our wives, not to wrong our parents, but to follow a divine law. A law so dear to our parents themselves that they, the very people we're leaving, are grateful for it and eagerly support it. What kind of extreme madness, then, inspires someone to insult the woman for whose sake God asked us to even leave our parents?